It's Wednesday, November 27, and with your news at 12 p.m., I am Leonard Witbien, highlighting the air of excitement in the town of Luderitz is the first citizen, Philippus Palhau. He says the ECN, Nampol and community are doing well so far in the day pertaining to execution.
Yeah, there is a few niggles, as I guess there would always be, you know, a few queue jumpers, and the system is a little on the slower side this morning. But no, other than that, I think everything is going very well. You can see by the smiling faces around it. Yeah, I know everything is moving along at a steady pace. Yeah, so we're just all excited to get to the front of the queues now.
Bain Center in Windhoek played host to activist Sean Garisep. Here's an update on that section of the country.
The turnout is quite well. I came around 5:30 to 6:00, but the turnout is very good. The turnout of the young people is good. The elderly citizens, they are also good. They are helped on one side. And what I also like most about what is happening is those that have gone in, they are saying that the process is efficient. I'm like 30 people away. And also what I'm also picking up is young people this time around are very patient with the process.
The Free Market Foundation in SA is calling on government to urgently adopt a broad agenda of sound money reforms. This is to reverse decades of economic decline and restore prosperity. The foundation recently released its latest policy paper, which contains policy recommendations and proposed reforms to strengthen the soundness of money in South Africa. The foundation's CEO, David Ansara, says addressing the disproportionate impact of inflation in the country's poorest communities is important.
The measures that we propose in our Liberty First paper are essential for rebuilding economic freedom and fostering long-term economic growth. We therefore urge the GNU to act decisively by adopting and implementing a wide variety of pro-freedom and pro-growth policy recommendations.
Internationally, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's team is considering direct talks with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, according to media reports. Reuters report says Trump may be building on his already existing relationship with Kim to break years of frosty tensions between the U.S. and North Korea. Chris Gilbert is on the ground for us with this report.
After a now infamous 2019 handshake, Trump has arguably had more success in negotiations with a North Korean leader than any other U.S. president. In his first term, he held talks with Kim in Hanoi, Singapore, and at the Korean border, becoming the only U.S. leader to set foot in North Korea. The U.S. then abandoned talks. Sources quoted by Reuters say no firm plans are in place to renew them, and Trump's transition team are not commenting. Pyongyang has also not responded to what it calls hollow attempts by the U.S. under Biden to approach the negotiating table, seeing the U.S. military buildup in the Indo-Pacific under his administration as hostile, and has instead pursued defending itself with nuclear weapons.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.